scene is almost the same, but it's really hard to stop filming. There's something absolutely overwhelming about the presence of this crowd here supporting Ahmadinejad. What is apparent is that the politics in Iran and the way it's structured is very different from the Western setting of things that I've been exposed to. There I was after lunch, settling in at the hotel.
It's 2 o'clock right now, and we're just going to a hotel that the presidential house has designated for the journalists and the filmmakers. Well, there's only one filmmaker, and that's me. I'm absolutely exhausted.
Perhaps we're going to take a short break, get a rest or something, and then be called up for the afternoon schedule and see what's there to cover. So it's been pretty intense. I mean, there were moments that I couldn't describe how it felt. I mean, looking at it from Western point of view, it feels very, very different. Our understanding of politics in the West is very different from what you get to experience on the ground in a country like Iran. It just gave me the feeling that you cannot use the same premise to look at the Western politics to understand a country like Iran, to understand Iranian politics. You really have to come.
And when you do come, you really have to make an effort to understand some of the hidden elements that shape Iran today. Because getting to certain places may not be so easy. This was where Ahmadinejad was set to meet a group of veterans of the Iran-Iraq War and the families of soldiers who had died. The minute I was through the security, I realized that I was entering a place where everyone seemed to be an unconditional supporter of President Ahmadinejad. Well, perhaps I was wrong about that. I asked this war veteran just how much he considered himself a supporter of President Ahmadinejad's policies. Very surprising. I asked him a straight question. If this unsatisfied war veteran wasn't one of the president's supporters, why had he come out to see him then? But what did that mean? If it was Ahmadinejad's courage and bravery that brought this man out to see him, I was seeing something pretty unusual. Courage and bravery, these were the words of wartime and a struggle. But there was no struggle, at least not one that I could see. If there was a struggle, it had to be the kind of economic struggle that young Iranians like Reza are now facing. So I put it to another war veteran. How could he support Ahmadinejad given Iran's economic problems?
تفاوتی هست بین واقعیت و حقیقت، حقیقت تفاوت داره، اشتباه میکنیم ما. واقعیت اون چیزیست که تو دست ما هست، ولی حقیقت اون چیزی هست که بایستی بهش برسیم. و این دولت ممتازتر از بقیه هاست.
But I wasn't at all sure what he meant by truth or reality, and what was so special about Ahmadinejad's administration that made him call it the finest. His emotional breakdown was hard for me to understand, and as he continued to cry, I realized there was something behind it that I couldn't see or comprehend. I was confused and overwhelmed. I spoke to another war veteran who was proud of Ahmadinejad's achievements.
کارهای بزرگی هم کرده شده تو این چند سالی که الان اومدم.
مثلا چی؟
همین که تعلیف را برداشتن و هستی را از نو به راه انداختن. خیلی کار مهم.
There I think I had it. Ahmadinejad's perceived success was in defending Iran's nuclear rights against Western pressures. So the invisible struggle was Iran's fight against national humiliation and Western domination.
اهل منطق نیستن چه اشکال داره؟
For him, the current reality and its hardships were the result of an extension of Western domination, and the truth was a living struggle against that domination, the fight against national humiliation, which for many Iranians President Ahmadinejad embodies.
ملت ایران همیشه ملت عزیز و مقتدر و سرفرازی بوده. اون زمانی که ملت ایران کتاب نجوم می نوشت، معادلات سه‌بعدی و چندبعدی رو حل می کرد، پایه‌های پزشکی جهان می گذاشت، پایه‌های مهندسی جهان رو می گذاشت، پایه فرهنگ جهان رو می گذاشت، خیلی از اینایی که امروز مدعی ملت ایران هست هنوز همون نمی دونستن چی هست.
شما می‌دونید 55 سال قبل دولت آمریکا با یک کودتا دولت ملی ایران رو ساقط کرد.
You are aware that 55 years ago the US government overthrew the national government of Iran through a coup.
و یه دیکتاتوری خشن رو بر ملت ما تحمیل کرد.
And imposed a tyrannical dictator on our people.
و نفت ما توسط کمپانی‌های آمریکایی به غارت رفت.
As our oil was being looted by American companies.
ملت ما تحقیر شد.
Our people were demeaned.
استقلال ما خدشه‌دار شد.
Our independence was harmed.
خب غرب حق داره به ایران شک بکنه به خاطر اینکه ایران میخواد بمب هسته‌ای داشته باشه.
او شک نمی‌کنه. هرگز. او غرض می‌ورزه.
برای چه غرض می‌ورزه؟
چون نمی‌تونه پیشرفت کشور ما رو ببینه.
You have argued that Iran has a legal right to enrich uranium. Many countries in the world are concerned that Iran's real purpose is seeking a nuclear weapon. You have denied this. You've said that is not your intent. People are not persuaded. What can you do?
What right do they have to make such demand on us? Based on what legal system or what international regulation and law? Exactly where do they find a legal basis to demand such things from our own people?
در حالی که خودشون از انرژی هسته‌ای دارن استفاده میکنن به ما میگن استفاده نکن.
Whilst they are enjoying nuclear energy, they're telling us not to.
مثلا تا حالا براتون چیکار کرده؟
برامون هیچ کار نکرده باشه. میخواد چیکار کنه؟ اون که داره از ملتمون دفاع میکنه. دیگه بسه.
همین کافیه؟
همین از ایش راضی هستی که از ملت ما دفاع کنه برای ما بسید.
چرا فهم میکنی ملت ایران دشمن زیاد داره؟
از قدیم تا حالا داشتم ضد ما بودم.
چرا؟
میخواستم کشور ما رو ویران کنم.
اینا از گذشته نمیخواستن که ملت ایران پیشرفت بکند.
هر ما یه منافعی که 200-300 سال تو دنیا دارن میخوان تنگ میشه و یک کشور ضعیف کشور ضعیف خواستش رو روش کنن نمیزه، چون رخی روشون میشه به ذره روشون میشه.
حالا من میخوام در حضور شما بگم، شما میخواستید ما رو تحقیر کنید، شما میخواستید مانع پیشرفت ما بشید. امروز ملت ایران یک کشور هسته‌ایست و غنی‌سازی اورانیوم رو در اختیار داره.
تو چی فکر می‌کنی در مورد این چیه؟
والا الان یعنی الان معلومه که ایران رئیس جمهور داره.
اونا میگن ما 5-6 تا کشوری، مثلا 8 تا کشوری دنیا رو تو خودمون تقسیم کردیم، نشستیم دور یه سفره مشغولی. حالا یه ملتی پیدا شده به نام ملت ایران، حالا خودشون هم کتابی نشستن، کتابخونه ای. حالا یه ملتی پیدا شده اومده میگه آقا بشین کنار ببینم، تو بره این در جای منو باز کن. اونا از این ناراحتن.
دیگه جهان نمیپذیره یک کسی خودش رو آقای جهان، پادشاه جهان، امپراتور جهان، قطب جهان بشماره.
Gone are the days where the world would accept one person as its master, ruler, emperor, or I don't know, pole.
هنوز دیگه کوچکترین ملت هم نمیپذیرن کسی بر اونها تحمیل کنه.
Even these days, the smallest of nations will no longer accept someone else telling them what to do.
دوره تحمیل گذشت.
Time for those coercions have ended.
دوره فرهنگ آغاز شد.
Been replaced by the era of culture.
دوره انسان ها آغاز شد.
Of mankind ruling itself.
کسایی که بمب ذخیره میکنن عقب افتاده سیاسی هستند.
Those who have nuclear arsenals are politically backward.
احمدی نژاد says Iran's nuclear program is only for peaceful purposes. But I was curious to explore the real ideological incentive behind Ahmadinejad's support of the nuclear effort.
This is where President Ahmadinejad is set to meet up with a group of clerics, conservative clerics, who are here to discuss their issues with Ahmadinejad. So we're just going inside. I have no idea about the nature of this meeting, but I'm guessing that there will be a sort of a question and answer period between Ahmadinejad and group of clerics. It is believed by a lot of analysts in Iran that President Ahmadinejad draws his support from the conservative clerics in Iran. So I'm just going inside.
When I was inside, I got to speak to a cleric sitting at the back who clearly believed that Ahmadinejad's stance in the international arena is not entirely in contrast with that of the religious establishment.
عمل کردمون اسلام شیرینی و طعم و لذت اسلام را بتونیم بچشونیم، ما هیچ نیازی به بمب هسته‌ای نداریم. انرژی هسته‌ای یه بحث علمه، همراه با علم اگه کسی بخواد عقب بمونه مونده واقعا.
So for Iranians, the pursuit of a peaceful nuclear program is a matter of national pride, and denouncing the bomb is more to do with religion than a tactic in foreign diplomacy.
برای اینجور چیزایی میخوانم در اونجا امریکا داره ناخوب نیسته که مردم خوشی درست نیست.
برای چی میخواید بر؟
برای کار صنعتی، پزشکی، بر برای اینجور چیزایی میخوانم.
چرا ایران این همه نفت داره، برای چی باید دنبال انرژی هست؟
نفت که همیشه نیستش، نفت برای همیشه که وجود نداره، چند سال دیگه شاید تموم میشه.
But there are some who disagree entirely with Ahmadinejad's priorities and are concerned with the consequences.
حتی وقتی خاتمی بود روابطم با کشور دیگه خیلی بهتر بود. حتی اون گفتگوی تمدن هم که اسمش حتی بود باز خیلی بهتر بود. اما الان فکر نکنم بقیه کشور از همون راضی بشه.
رابطه هم شده در این حد تن زور پیدا کرده و هنوز هم افتخار میکنه، یعنی که ما زیر یوغ کشورهای استعمار جنرال خود امام خمینی شعار خیلی قشنگ دادن نغربی نشرقی نغربی جمهوری اسلامی تاریخ‌های معاصر فقط مقام ثالث مدرنیست ها امسال کتابش رو ببینید چی چاپ شده روسیه یک کشور برادر و مهربان قراردادهای ترکمن چای و گلستان تمامش حذف شده بدانید که 100 سالش تمام شده و این قرارداد اصلا انگیزه نبوده نمیدونم مادر خودمون بفروشیم به روسیه که تاریخ کاملا اثبات کرده برام که بزرگترین ضرر رو تو دوران قاجار همین روسا به ما زدن فقط بخاطر اینکه روی یه سری شعارهای قدیم پا فشاری کنم.
This young reformist was a critic of Ahmadinejad, and yet his views captured well that Iranian resentment of any foreign domination. So the positioning of Iranian identity in opposition to the dominating oppressing West is not a creation of President Ahmadinejad. Even the reformists, who are known for a more conciliatory approach towards the West, share the same overall vision.
در واقع این امکان برامون وجود داره که بتونیم بر اساس ظرفیت‌هایی که خودمون براش تلاش کردیم و خودمون اونها رو ایجاد کردیم انشاءالله با منابع ایرانی و اسلامی بتونیم در واقع همین جنبه الگویی رو که خداوند این امکان رو به ما داده در منطقه
But reformists believe engaging the West to be a safer way of ridding Iran of its dominating influence. But the mentality which Ahmadinejad represents believe that approach has failed and the Iranian self can only be constructed by opposing and denouncing the other. For Ahmadinejad, the nuclear crisis is just another way in which the West wants to dominate Iran, an unacceptable return to the past.
این داغ را هرگز کسی باور ندارد. این پیشوای کیست مردم سر ندارد تکرار بیرحمی تاریخ است این باغ دیگر کسی آیین پیغمبر ندارد
Accepting the West orders would be nothing short of national humiliation a source of incomparable pain for a country which has already suffered so much Perhaps it's all that accumulated historical pain that explains Ahmadinejad's tough stance against the West regardless of the cost. Ahmadinejad represents a part of the Iranian national psyche that's hypersensitive to any kind of domination, and for him, Israel, in particular, is just another example of foreign oppression which has to be wiped off the map.
As you know, Mr. President, you are known in much of the world, and not only in the United States, as the man who wants to wipe Israel off the map. Are you?
فلسطین یه سرزمین تاریخی است.
Palestine has existed historically.
مردم فلسطین هزاران سال اونجا زندگی می‌کردن.
With people who lived there for thousands of years.
آمدن با زور اسلحه چند میلیون مردم بومی رو آواره کردن و از خونه‌هاشون بیرون کردن.
Then at gunpoint, several million of the indigenous people there were forced out of their homes and became displaced.
و دیگران رو از سایر مناطق دنیا آوردن اونجا یک کشور درست کردن.
And it didn't stop there. Others were brought from elsewhere in the world to replace them.
چرا؟
Why?
اینا کی هستن؟
Who are these people from?
از کجا آمدن؟
Where did they come from?
منافع چه کسانی رو میخوان تامین بکنن؟
Whose interests are they holding out?
چرا به لبنان حمله کردن؟
Why did they attack Lebanon?
چرا جولان در اشغال هست؟
Why are the Golan Heights under attack?
چرا ایران رو تهدید میکنه؟
Why is Iran being threatened?
چرا او رو مسلح به بمب اتم کردن؟
Why are they basically accusing Iran of having?
چه کسی پشت این رژیم هست؟
Who's behind that regime?
ریشه این رژیم در کجاست؟
Where does the roots of that regime lie?
آیا در خاک فلسطین هست؟
But the world declared it a state. Israel is a state. That's a fact. You're not going to change that fact.
رژیم آپارتاید آفریقای جنوبی هم یک واقعیت بود. الان کجاست؟ اتحاد جماهیر شوروی هم یک واقعیت بود. الان کجاست؟ محو شد.
It didn't disappear.
چجوری محو شد؟
But exactly how?
برای مردم.
It was through the vote of its own people.
در فلسطین هم باید اجازه بدیم مردم سرنوشت خودشون رو تعیین کنن.
So therefore in Palestine too we must allow the people, the Palestinians to determine their own future.
وقتی ما میگیم محو بشود یعنی جنایت محو بشه. آدمکشی محو بشه. ترور محو بشه. تجاوز و اشغالگری محو بشود.
The next morning, I was looking through the newspapers to see how Ahmadinejad's anti-Western rhetoric had resonated in the press. Right then, I was told the next stop on the president's itinerary.
right behind that door is Ahmadinejad's cabinet meeting in the city of Hayaz. Right behind me, that door is Ahmadinejad's cabinet meeting. Journalists are waiting in the hall here to see if they can get a chance to get in and cover the cabinet meeting. Apparently, the goal of meetings like such is to get a closer understanding of people's problems in the city and trying to come up with solutions that would directly help solving the problems.
I couldn't wait to get in and see the officials who run today's Iran.
این خوبه دیگه بذاره که شما مثلا برای ارتقای دهره وری اینجا رو بکنید وایده نمونه این چیز خوبیه دیگه الان بالاست الان بالا خب همین بکنید اردو
به نظرم استان یزد میتونه الگوسازی کنه برای کشور، اما انتظار من از شما اینه که یه گام جلوتر 10 سال دیگه، 15 سال دیگه، 20 سال دیگه یه فضاهای جدیدی رو هم ببینید و نظراتتون رو منعکس بکنید.
The setting was friendly but serious. I guess it wasn't much different from Western policy making procedures. Just like in the West, the ministers of President Ahmadinejad had gathered because
this is where they make the critical decisions.
بهره‌وری داره بابت پذیری است. با حالا جناب منصور رابیان هم اول گفتن در دستور کار میذارن، ولی من فکر کنم اراده فراتر از وزارت صنعت لازم وزارت بازرگانی نیرو هم باید وارد بشن. واقعا بزنید واقعا زمینش هست، بسیار ضروریه، مگر نه صنایع ما بیهیدی میخواد.
یه اولیه ما شده مهندس که بود اجرایی حرف میزد، اما گرم نمنده شده همهش تبلیغاتی سن. بسیار موافقی ما ای بیرادی هم باید که ایده از با توجه به
I listened carefully to the content of the cabinet meeting. There was no anti-Western polemic, nor plans to Islamicize the country. But there was enough talk of infrastructure, gas, development, and in short, modernization of Iran. Ahmadinejad, as a civil engineer himself, is obsessed with the idea of developing Iran's infrastructure. From what I had seen at so many opening ceremonies and industry tours, there was nothing like these big technological projects to make him so engaged, happy, and proud. For me, it was revealing and yet paradoxical. Ahmadinejad was not outside the process of modernization in Iran, he was actually very much part of it. He denounces the West for its domination, but embraces its modernity. And that allows him to contextualize modernity in an Oriental Iranian framework and deconstruct the exclusionary Western narrative of modernity.
من گفتم اینجا دیگه دو ماه دیگه میام، میخوام بیام ببینم که چیکار کرده وزارت نفت اونجا. با هم میریم میبینیم، دو ماه دیگه میام میریم اونجا میبینیم چه خبر.
با توجه به آقا هوایی که تو اصلا روی موجوده.